1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp Incorporated.
Because that is the night when my boy here, Lenny Kosnowski, to break the Milwaukee's world marshmallow stuffing record. It'll be held across the street from the planetarium. You're all invited. Tickets are $12. Do your exercises. Come on, pick up those dumbbells. Don't not be dumb. Pick up the dumbbells. Do not be dumb. Pick up the dumbbells.
Hey, where's Laverne and Shirley? How's it?
Working late down at the brewery. They'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, hey, look, Mr. Fazio. I've been singing here 8 Friday nights in a row. How do you like my voice?
Huh? Hey, if you go upstairs with a high note, then you come down and you run around and go here and that, and you flash your car out of them.
I forgot it was couples night. Just get a pizza to go and we'll take it home.
Okay. One Italian wheel, hold the anchovies and put shoes on and it's going for a walk.
I want anchovies on mine.
Okay. Let the fish swim on half of it.
Hi, girls!
Hey, I heard some good news about that old club you girls used to be in, the Angry Debs.
Angora. Angora Deb.
Whatever. One of them's getting married.
Married? Who? Which one? Who? Who's getting married?
Think. Who in the Angora Debs is still not married?
Well, there's you.
There's you.
Okay. And then there's Eleanor Stefanik.
That's the one.
Eleanor Stefanik? Pat Eleanor's getting married?
Don't call her that.
Why? We all called her that. She was...
Well, the poor thing was cursed with a low metabolism and a sluggish thyroid.
And the appetite of 10 men. Pat Eleanor's getting married.
I remember the time in high school. I ran all over town trying to get her a date for the junior prom.
Oh, yes, and she ended up going with Squiggy.
Yeah, and then she was on a dance floor and he was dipping at it.
Oh, yeah, and the punch bowl broke and they were all...
Yeah, that was the one, geez. She had rough times, but now she's getting married. How are you girls?
Yeah.
Hey, I remember that group. There was about 25 girls in it, right? And they were all married except you two. You're still single.
Yeah, well... Hey, Sarah, Sarah. You know the song, Carmine. Why don't you go sing it to yourself?
Well, I would, but I gotta learn this Italian song for Laverne's father there.
Didn't that just burn you up, what he said?
Oh, you mean about Fat Eleanor getting married,
yes.
Of course? No.
Eleanor's getting married?
Yeah.
The year of Eleanor.
No. Mm-hmm. You know her father from the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, a real dumbbell. You can't give change for a nickel.
He was the ice cream man.
He's gonna have grandchildren. What I got? Peach.
Don't worry, I'll give you grandchildren.
Oh, not now. Not soon. Later.
Are you sure that it doesn't
nothing bothers me. That's an old argument. We always yell, grandchildren, grandchildren. So all that man wants out of life is something that cries, burps, and wets its pants. Hello.
Listen, you girls can help us, we can help you. You know, seeing it's couples night, and we're a couple, you're a couple, we thought maybe you lonely ladies would like to make believe that we asked you out on a date to take you to the pizza bowl, and we could get a pizza half price. What do you say, huh?
We already get our pizza free here.
I don't see it with no boyfriends or nothing.
Well, we could have had a date if we'd wanted one.
We had to work late, or we could have had a date.
That's right, we could have had millions of dates.
Okay, it's okay. You don't gotta chew my nose out, huh? No. What are you doing? When I talk to girls, don't stick your fingers in your mouth. This is road work. That's bridge work. This is road work. Up and a two.
Let's go home. The pizza's getting cold.
Right. I'm just so glad about Eleanor.
Me too. I'm just so happy. Happy.
I've got it.
What?
Looky here. Look at this. This picture of the Angora dance.
Oh, look, there's me.
Not you. Anne Marie. Still single. Not married.
She's a nun. She married God.
Why? Talk about your landing, Mr. Wright.
Face it, we are the only Debs left who have not landed a man.
No, we are not. No, we are not. I refuse to accept that. There must be somebody else. Let's see. Okay, what about old... What's her name?
Who's her name?
You know that girl that was in the club for 5 minutes and we kicked her out on her can? What was her name?
Oh, the one with the big ears.
Right.
Mary Jane Accolino.
Oh, right, right. Remember? She stole the club's polio fund money. And then she graduated from high school with honors and then she went straight to prison. What about her? Now, tell me, she's married.
She's married.
Him again?
No, a reformed axe murderer.
Well, I guarantee you that we will do better than convicts.
I certainly hope so.
Who is it?
It's Edna Babish.
Hi, Mrs. Babish. I'm sorry to bother you, but Lenny and Squeaky just flooded their bathroom. They were having boat races.
And
listen, can I check the ceiling?
Oh,
in the bathroom?
Sure. Go right in there.
Oh, listen, I've got your mail.
Thank you. Junk. Junk. Junk.
Wait, this ain't junk. It's my renewal to True Confessions.
Oh.
What, a bill?
Nope. It's an invitation to Eleanor's bridal shower.
When is it? Maybe we're busy.
It's a week from today.
Not busy.
And it's being held at Big Rosie Greenbaum's place.
Oh, well, that does it. I ain't going to her house again.
I know just how you feel. I feel the same way. Last time was bad enough. This time she's going to have a heyday crawling all over our backs because we're single.
Yeah, she's really going to cram that down our throat just because she hates us.
She hates you more than she hates me because every time you two get together, it ends in a regular punch-out.
Well, I take it, don't I?
Oh, you take her, and it looks just wonderful, the two of you rolling around on the floor like a couple of great fur balls. I hate it.
Oh, go on, you love it.
Don't.
Love it, you
don't.
Who is this Rosie person? She sounds like a charmer.
Oh, she's this obnoxious girl we went to high school with. We were all in the same club, the Angora Debs.
What do you got against this Rosie person?
Well, she's been up on a high horse ever since she married a proctologist.
Yeah. She really grabbed the brass ring.
Anyway, she thinks she's better than us.
Listen, there's a Rosie in every crowd.
No, this one's one of a kind. I'm telling you, she's having this bridal shower here, and we just ain't going.
Who's getting married?
Oh, this good friend of ours, Eleanor Stefanik.
Yeah, she's real sweet. We like her.
Let me get this straight. You don't want to go to this nice Eleanor shower because you hate Rosie.
Right. Well,
Well, it's your decision. Listen, I gotta go bail Lenny and Squiggy out. I may have to call the Coast Guard.
Oh, their number's KL54326.
I don't understand any of my tenants.
She's right, you know. This is a high point of Eleanor's life.
All right, then we go.
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Okay. But I'm telling you, if Rosie starts in on me, I'm going to give her a second.
Oh, you are not to hit her at a bridal shower.
I'm not?
No!
I'm going to wait for her in the hall?
No!
I'm going to get her in the alley?
The alley is the proper place.
Good.
DeFazio.
Greenbaum.
Hiya, Crystal.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi,
Brian.
Hi, Nancy.
You know, everybody was figuring you guys wouldn't show, but I told them. I says, hey, what else they got to do? Sit home and play old maid? Just kidding.
You look nice, Shirley. It's a cute top.
Oh, thanks, Rose.
Woolworths, $2.98, right?
Yeah, I remember when you used to work there. You still remember all the stock, huh?
No, ladies, no. Not at Eleanor's shower.
Rose, where's Eleanor?
Hey, Eleanor. Get over here and show me your bones. I'll be back in a minute. I promised Cookie she could try on my fox. Hey, Cook!
Laverne! Oh, Shirley! How are you?
Eleanor? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me!
Well, what happened to the other half of you?
I lost 114 pounds.
You know, I never even realized you were tall.
Oh, Cookie looked real tough in my fox. I'm gonna let you try it on later, DeFazio.
I don't want to.
I'll take her turn at it.
Okay, enough of this. Listen up, ladies. You too, DeFazio. Eleanor's gonna open up the goods just as soon as I show her the cake I bought her. Costs $15.
$15 for a cake? What do you suppose is in it?
Hot air.
Hey, you two, come on over. I gotta show you something.
Oh, hi, Crystal.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Look.
Oh, baby pictures.
Baby pictures.
And...
Oh, I know what that means.
Cake in the oven, right?
So, Laverne. What's shaking?
I don't know.
Anything special? Are you going with anybody special?
Oh, well, they're all special.
Hey, I really thought I was going to work out between you and Harold.
Who? Harold, the guy I fixed you up with last year.
Oh, Harold. Oh, I didn't like him much. He had a habit of picking his teeth with a steak knife, something I personally don't care for. He got married. Babe, don't worry. I'll find someone for you.
Oh!
Oh,
Oh, no.
No, it's not. The kid's kicking again.
Oh! Yeah, kid's beating the old drum again, eh, Crystal?
Well...
Maybe she'll let you two feel it a little later, kind of as a special favor to me. Ogden and me are gonna be godparents. She chose me, you know, because I'm gonna do that kid a lot of good.
Especially at Halloween.
Okay, ladies, Eleanor's gonna open the presents now.
Pencil and paper so you can write down who gave you what. so in years to come you can remember who gave you garbage and who gave you something small but elegant.
Laverne, will you make the beau bouquet? You always make it so pretty.
Oh, sure. She ought to make them pretty. She's been coming to enough of our showers, eh, DeFazio?
Watch it. I got a scissors here.
Hey, relax. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting how touchy you and Shirley are. Of course, you missed the boat.
You ought to know a lot about boats. You took on the whole 7th Fleet.
Hey, I don't have to take that kind of talk from a person who can't find a man because she's a bimbo. Bimbo! Yeah. Bimbo.
At a bridal shower, and you squaring off in your own apartment.
She drowned my fox.
She called me a bimbo.
All right, clear the room. Move the couch back. Pick up the damn gold bracelet.
Never mind that. Just leave it there. Close it.
Okay, Greenbaum, I'm waiting here. Come on. All right. Wait a second. I already lost the fox. What do you think, I'm going to wrestle in a $200 outfit?
No problem. I'll just rip it right off of you. Come on here.
Touchy. Move the couch back. Huh? Okay, now. Big Rosie's gonna overlook this on account of such a good hostess.
What?
You see this, girls? When you're single, every little thing makes you go berserk.
You gotta try harder fixing them up.
Well, I should know someone.
Yeah.
Great. Now they're feeling sorry for us. It's worse than making fun of us.
All right. I say we beat them up one at a time. Except for Crystal, we wait until after the baby's born, then we jump her.
No. Wait. I got a better idea. Back me up. Girls, I'd like to apologize. You're right. I mean, being single does make you a little edgy. I mean, right now, I'm juggling 3 guys at once, and it's driving me a little bit crazy.
Yeah, and I'm a little nuts myself because I can't tell when the lawyer calls me. I think that it's the football player. And when the football player calls me, I'm getting mixed up with the pilot.
And the truth is, we are a little jealous of you. I mean, you get to come home and be with the same man night after night.
Yeah, right. And we're just a little tired because we don't get enough sleep, you know, always being drug out to the movies and...
And you get to sit home in the exact same room night after night after night.
And all that restaurant food, you know, a different foreign restaurant every night. French and Italian,
yeah.
Ukrainian.
And you lucky girls get to make those wonderful home-cooked meals night after night.
Restaurant food. Oh, the closest
I get to a restaurant is when Floyd brings home Chinese in a paper bag.
You're lucky. I gotta go pick up my own bag.
You think you got problems? You ought to try living with a proctologist. It ain't easy. My Ogden. He couldn't just be a dermatologist. No. He had to follow a dream.
And you know, when he's home, he spends half the time in the garage. I never see him. I have to bring his dinner there.
Boy, they sure are miserable, huh?
Yeah, we really did it.
Yeah, we sure did, didn't we? Uh-oh. Maybe we did it a little too well. Look at Eleanor.
Oh, boy. We better get over there and talk to her before she hocks her ring.
Okay.
Ellie, I hope you didn't take what we said, you know.
Yeah, we were really shoveling.
Oh, no. Listen, I know what you were doing. You had to take Rosie down a few pegs. And the rest of them were treating you like, you know, you were pathetic just because you're single.
So he didn't shake you up or anything?
Oh, no. I mean, I know that single ain't perfect and married ain't perfect. Even Stanley ain't perfect, but I love him.
Why do you got such a long, sad face?
Well, this ain't exactly the greatest bridal shower I ever saw.
I can fix that in a shake of a lamb's tail. Come here, lady.
Right. And go!
Blame Rosie Greenbaum. She can't help showing off, and I figure forgive and forget. And Laverne is looking forward to seeing Rosie again, so she can peel her head off.
I hope you're writing in there how Rosie Greenbaum backed down on me.
My diary does not care about such things.
Oh, yeah, well, I think...
Then he was just one marshmallow from the record when suddenly his mouth jammed. Will you?
Well,
he's got 39 marshmallows locked in his cheeks.
Well, we don't know what to do about a man in that kind of condition.
Give me the car keys. We'll take him to the hospital.
You seem pretty upset. You sure you can drive?
No, maybe I can't. Here, Lenny, why don't you drive?
Boy, he really gave it a shot, didn't he?
Sure did, and Lenny doesn't even like marshmallows.
I know, I do.
Have another.